We live in a time where there is so much going on, and there are at least two, three, maybe even four, maybe even five different narratives that are going on all the time now. And they all contradict each other in some ways, and in other ways, there's little pieces where they sort of connect. And I realize how confusing it can be. And it's designed to be confusing. You would think that the white hats would keep things real simple, keep it very direct. They're not. You would think the black hats would continue to lie and deceive, and that's exactly what they're doing. And then you have your medias, which they are not quite sure what to do anymore because all their narratives have collapsed, yet Mockingbird, the agencies, the pharmaceutical companies, all these people are being blackmailed in one way or another. They have to continue to do their narratives in order to remain alive. So, you know, because we're at that place now where we are coming to the crescendo. And what I mean by that is a very severe, very obvious tipping point for everything. Now, this is not just the United States, this is globally. And there's a tremendous amount of fear being run by the deep state, by the global cabal, by the Illuminati, the dark Illuminati. Tremendous amount of fear because they've lost control and they know it. But they're going to play their cards. Now, what's really scaring them is that their overlords, who were off-worlders, are no longer there to tell them what to do. They're having to make the decisions themselves. And they're not used to that. They're not used to making the decisions for themselves. Plus, they're being attacked. They've lost some of their own resources. They find themselves under an investigation. Some of them have already been removed and find themselves in new quarters in either Greenland, the military prison in Greenland, and or Guantanamo, or Diego Garcia Island. So there are multiple places they could be at this moment, those who have been captured.